You would expect that. I mean, Downer in Division 1 for a number of years now, when we weren't there, and it's a home game for them, and they'd been saying it's very important to get home points. And I suppose they were watching us in the McKenna Cup and says, you know, we need to turn the heat on these men. And they did that, and they did it very well in the first half, and we were under serious pressure and probably could have been further behind at half time and happy not to be. So I suppose welcome to Division 1 it was in the first half anyway.
Were you happy with how your younger boys coped with that?
Or? Absolutely, yeah, very happy with it. You know, they had to play through a difficult period of the match, and they had to realise that, you know, life isn't always like it is when you're winning by 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 points, and those are the days that you find out a lot about your players. And I'm particularly pleased for Conor Clark, who came in there and made a huge difference in the game, and he's been playing in a number of positions for us throughout last year and this year, and probably wasn't getting the same form as we saw from him last year early in the McKenna Cup. And to come in from that position and have such a serious impact in the game, I think it says a lot about him.
And was the panic in a drop for a lot of boys maybe at half time, he's running 2 points down?
Well, I think the players themselves, you know, we didn't have to say an awful lot. They were very unhappy with the way the game had been going. They were unhappy that they really were second best to most things. That Down were coming at them in droves. It was tough days for the people at the back of the inside because they were grossly outnumbered, the men coming at them. So we had to do something about that and maybe match up our men better than we were doing up to that point. And I think we managed that in the second half.
How impressive, Mickey, was the response after Joe being sent off? At least the same number of players, if maybe not more.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's typical of what can happen when a team gets an extra man. They're the ones that sort of take the foot of the pedal a bit, and they believe now we've got this superior number, we don't all have to work as hard as we used to. And unfortunately that sets into players sometimes, and when it sets in it's very hard to get it out of them again. And then the team that's a man down know that everything's very vital here, so every man has got to step up a gear. And that's really what our players did at that vital time. They were very composed, they got those scores that made a difference, and they played the ball safely. You know, they were very composed, controlled. It reminded me a bit, I suppose, maybe of when we played down in the Championship a few years ago in Casement Park, when the ball needed to be held up and needed to be played with control, the boys were able to deliver that.